And it's Thanksgiving time.
感恩节马上就要到了。
We have a lot to be thankful for.
有非常多值得我们感恩的事情。
And I think our list of things we should be thankful for could be quite exhaustive and long.
如果要将我们想要感恩的事情列出来的话，这将是一个非常长的单子。
Regardless of it being an American historical holiday, everyone around the world, especially as believers, can celebrate this kind of a day because it reminds us that we should remain thankful.
虽然感恩节是美国的传统的节日，但我觉得我们每个人都应该感恩，因为作为基督徒，我们有很多需要向神来献上感恩的事情。
And I think that as Christians, we're supposed to be people that are thankful in how we live and how we look and reflect on all the blessings God has given us.
而且我认为作为基督徒，我们应该感恩地活着，让别人在我们身上看出我们是基督徒的样子。
Before we jump into things today, I'd like us to bow in prayer and just ask the Holy Spirit to be here with us.
在我们开始今天的信息之前，让我们来一起做一个祷告。
Holy Spirit, I want to communicate your word this morning.
圣灵，求你带领我来讲今天早上的信息。
So God, I ask that your words would be presented today, not my own.
主啊，求你亲自来带领我，让我所说的是你所喜悦的。
And that Holy Spirit, you would open up our hearts to hear your truth today.
求圣灵来带领我，让我讲的是你想要通过我的口来讲的关于真理的事。
And I'm thankful of this, God, that I don't have to live this Christian life in my own strength.
感谢主，作为一个基督徒，我不需要靠自己的力量活着。
That Holy Spirit, you give us the power, you give us the ability, the strength, the energy.
感谢主，让圣灵给我们力量。
So God, I'm thankful for that.
我们为着这样的恩典，就向你献上感恩。
I'm thankful for what you did for us on the cross, Jesus.
感谢主耶稣在十架上为我们所做的。
And how my life has been changed because of what you did.
因为主耶稣在十架上所做的，我的生命得以改变。
Because you rose again, I am able to have life. We are able to have a new life.
因为主耶稣在三天后复活，我们能有全新的生命。
So this morning, God, and as we continue to live, may our lives be lived out in a way that gives you thanks.
主啊，求你继续带领我们，保守我们，让我们过感恩的生活。
You are our focus right now, God.
主啊，我们应该单单把目光定睛在你的身上。
So bless this time, Lord.
主啊，求你保守今天早上的讲道的时间。
In your name we pray, amen.
我们这样祷告是奉我主耶稣的名。
In most cultures, actually every culture, thanks should be something that is a part of our lives, our daily lives.
在很多文化中，感恩是我们生活的一部分。
In Chinese culture, even so, in American culture, when someone does something nice for you, you give something back. You try to, you know, show them that you're thankful for them too.
比如说，在中国和美国的文化中，如果有人对你做了善意的事情或者帮助了你，你想要做些什么来表达你的感恩？
The Bible encourages us to bless others, to give to others, and not expect anything else in return, but that our hearts should want to love on people and give to them and help them. Tell them that we love them.
圣经教导我们说，施比受更有福，我们应该主动的给予，主动的帮助别人，给他们祝福。
And I think a heart of thankfulness should be the heartbeat of a Christian.
我认为作为基督徒，我们应该满怀感恩，并且感恩主耶稣为我们所做的。
Because if we truly understood thankfulness, we would be treating people around us so much differently, wouldn't we?
如果我们不是基督徒，我们可能我们的生命会很不一样，所以我们要心怀感恩。
I know it's hard sometimes. I know it's hard to truly be thankful sometimes. Maybe a situation happens and you're just frustrated. Or maybe someone hurt you, they said something about you, and it's hard to forgive. But regardless, as Christians, we should be living in thanks.
可能有的时候想要一直心怀感恩非常的困难，因为有时候我们会遇到困难，有时候别人对你做了不好的事情。但是作为基督徒，我们仍然要时刻心怀感恩。
Charles Spurgeon, a very famous preacher, said the Christian life should be one of thankfulness to God. And that's such a simple statement, but that's what we're here for today, to talk about this, the Christian life being thankful to God.
有一位著名的浸信会布道家 Charles Spurgeon 说过，基督徒应该过感恩的生活，感谢主的生活，这也是为什么我们今天有这样一个讲道。
Do you consider yourself a thankful person?
你认为你在日常生活中有时常心存感恩吗？
Are we only thankful when someone does something nice for us?
我们是否只在别人对我们做好的事情的时候我们心怀感恩？
Or are we the one showing people that we're thankful for them and constantly giving and helping?
或者说我们是一直在向别人表达感恩的人，一直在感谢别的人。
In our culture today, it's very self-pleasing.
在我们现在的文化中，我们总是寻求自己内心的欢乐。
Very much what I said earlier, in American and Chinese culture, if someone does something nice for you, you typically do it in return, right?
而且我们通常只有在别人对我们好的时候，我们才会想要感恩别人。
But I think that's a flawed view of thankfulness.
但我觉得这不是正确的理解心怀感恩的角度。
If my sole purpose to show someone my thankfulness by giving them something back is just to make sure that I'm showing, you know, just to make sure that I'm doing it too, then that might be a self-motivated way to say thank you to someone for doing something nice for you.
如果我们只是在别人做了对我们好的事情才表达感恩，好让我们内心觉得这样做才是正确的，那么这样做其实是非常狭隘的对感恩的一个理解。
Our motivation for thankfulness or doing something kind or nice for someone should be rooted in our motivation to please God and to show God that we're thankful, show that person that they bless our lives and that we love them and that God has given them as a blessing to us.
我们时常心怀感恩的动力应该来自于神，应该是想要告诉神我们对他心怀感恩，并且我们想要告诉身边的人我们对神心怀感恩。
And so likewise in our relationship with God,
同样的，在我们和神的关系中，
We, in return to God, would want to do anything for Him to show our thanks because He has done so much for us. We understand this pure love and gift of giving that He gave us.
同样的，在我们和神的关系中，我们应该要向神表达我们的感恩，因为他为我们做了非常大的牺牲，给我们了非常多的恩赐。
So when Charles Spurgeon says the Christian's life should be one of thankfulness to God, I think he knows what he's talking about right there, right?
所以当这位布道家说基督徒应该过感谢主的生活，我觉得他说的非常正确。
So if I'm thankful to God, I'm going to serve Him, I'm going to talk to Him, I'm going to read His Word, I'm going to spend time with Him, I'm going to help other people as well to do the same thing.
我们应该感谢主，并且我们应该时常读经祷告帮助别人。
I'm going to be thankful for the people He's given to me and the people who have poured in my life, the people who mean a lot, my friends, even my neighbors, justI am going to live this life of thankfulness because God has shown me that I should, and has shown me that I have no reason why I should not live thankful.
我们应该心怀感恩地对待身边的每一个人，包括我们的邻居、我们的朋友，因为主耶稣用他们用他自己的行为告诉我们说，为什么我们应该感恩，因为他在十字架上为我们流血牺牲。
And so today we're going to be continuing in our series of 2 Corinthians, talking about unity. And today you're going to see one of the biggest reasons why we have every reason to be thankful to God.
今天我们想要继续教会的讲道的安排，来讲哥林多后书第五章的内容。
So 2 Corinthians, I know I try to smush as much scripture into my slides as possible because there's just so much. So I'm sorry, but if you even have a text, you can open up that text or on your phone or whatever and read through the word together and follow along too if you can't see this well.
现在让我们一起来读哥林多后书第五章一到八节的内容，大家可以翻开自己的圣经或者看投影幕上面的字。
So follow as I read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 starting in verse 1.
大家可以跟着我一起读。
For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked, for we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Paul here is referring to the fact that he yearns, he can't wait to be in God's presence.
保罗在这里写到说，他非常想要很快地进入神的同在。
And if you understand the context of the church in Corinth, they were having struggles. They were having problems within each other and sexual sin and various other kinds of sin that were kind of ruining the unity and body of the church.
如果大家了解哥林多教会那个时候的光景，可能大家知道那个时候这个教会面临着非常多的问题。
And so Paul here at this very part is encouraging them to be thankful.
保罗在这里鼓励他们说要心怀感恩。
To be thankful for what is to come.
保罗提醒他们说要感谢神为他们即将为他们带来的一切。
We have everything to look forward to in eternity as a Christian.
作为基督徒，有太多值得我们期待的了。
And I think, you know, how are we doing with this? How do we do in our personal lives when we're understanding this, the concept of reality? One day we'll be in eternity in God's presence.
知道最终有一天我们会在天堂，得到永生。那么我们在今生究竟该怎么做呢？
We can experience God now and see our lives changed and see His power throughout the world today and through His believers and what He's doing, we can know He's here and know His presence and hear from Him.
其实我们从现在开始就可以经历神，来感受他的大能。
But one day, we get to physically be with God.
最终会有一天，我们会真的与神在一起。
How much are we thinking about that?
大家有没有经常思考这个问题呢？
I feel like at times, even in my own life, sometimes my head is stuck here in this earth, this life.
很多时候我觉得我的目光好像单单注视在这个世上的生活。
Life can be busy.
有时候生活变得很忙碌。
And there are so many responsibilities that might kind of take our attention away from this joyous, hopeful thing that we have coming.
生活中有太多的事情，让我们变得忙碌，让我们忽略了我们最终会进入到神的同在，与神永远在一起这个事实。
That sometimes I have to stop and think about this aspect of what God has done for me, that through my relationship with Him, because of Jesus on that cross and His resurrection, I can be in eternity with God in His presence.
有时候我真的需要停下手头上的事，停下在这个世界上的事，来认真思考主耶稣在十字架上为我所做的，并且因为他在十字架上为我们流血牺牲，我们才得以与神同在。
This life is not comparable to that, our life in eternity with God. It is not comparable.
和我们将要在主里得到的永生相比，我们在当今这个世界上的这样的生活，实在是没有办法比较的。
Because what's to come is a perfect world with the perfect King, God. I can't fathom that. I can't even understand that right now, totally, because I'm so used to this corrupt and broken world.
关于我们将要去的天堂和我们将要得到的永生，可能我们现在没有办法完全理解，因为我们被在这个世界上的生活限制了。
I once heard someone say, and this isn't a joke, this is actually, you know, a truthful statement, but also reality.
我曾经听有人说过这样一句话，可能大家觉得这句话也可能是一个笑话，但这也确实是一个事实。
But I once heard someone say this, for the non-believer,One who does not know Christ as their Savior. For the non-believer, this life is the only time they might experience a little glimpse of heaven.
那句话是这么说的，可能对于不信主的人来说，活在这个世上是可以稍微接近天堂的一个机会，但是对于基督徒来说，可能活在这个世上是离地狱最近的一个机会。
And I thought that's such an interesting statement.
我觉得这句话非常的有趣。
For the non-believer, this earthly life right now might be the only glimpse they will have of heaven, life without God, because hell is the only thing that meets them in eternity.
对于不信主的人来说，对于不认识神的人来说，可能活在这个世上是唯一可以稍微接近天堂的机会。
But that person went on to say this. But to the Christian, this life will be the only glimpse and experience of hell that we will know.
但是对于基督徒来说，活在这个世上可能是唯一会感受到地狱的机会。
Isn't that an awesome statement?
我觉得这句话说得非常好。
My heart breaks for those who don't know Jesus.
想到还有很多人不认识主。我的心就非常的、非常的伤心。
But in that same time, I am so thankful. This broken life is the only part of hell and destruction I have to experience because of Jesus Christ.
同时，作为基督徒，我又非常的感恩，因为活在这世上是我唯一可能感受到地狱的机会。
So it makes me want to tell people about Jesus. It makes me want them to know this.Salvation, this forgiveness, as much as I know it.
所以我非常想要向身边的人传福音，想要告诉他们，神是真的存在的，真的有一位神，并且主耶稣真的为我们钉死在十字架上。
And so Paul is talking about this heart thing going on with inside of him, these emotions, these feelings. I can't wait.Till I can stand in God's presence and the perfect heaven and earth and just He's my ultimate king. No longer do I have to worry about life's problems, pain, suffering, brokenness.
所以保罗在这里说到，他非常的急切的想要进入神的同在，因为在那里就没有，就不需要面对世界上的各种各样的问题，只是和神在一起。
But I get to be in eternity with God in perfection, worshiping the God of the creation, because He is the only one worthy of that.
而且我们能够在主里面得永生。
So much more to the understanding of eternity in heaven. We're, you know, it's a perfect world. Just thinking about Adam and Eve, when they lived the beginning of time, right? When they lived, they walked with God, talked with God, God gave them responsibilities and things like that, but it was perfect.
大家可能很熟悉亚当和夏娃的故事，那个时候他们在伊甸园是一个很完美的地方，没有任何的世界上的问题。
And we, as Christians, knowing Jesus Christ, will experience that again.
而作为基督徒的我们，终有一天也会经历那样的。
So, in Philippians, Paul also says, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor, yet What I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
所以保罗在腓立比书一章二十一到二十三节中说到，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
Paul's not talking about in this passage a battle with worldly things. He's not saying that he's going to miss, you know, the food and maybe his lack of living space and stuff like that. Paul's not talking about missing this, and that's why he, you know, has this little battle going on.
保罗在这里并没有描述他在这世上的缺乏，比如他的住的房子太小，或者他缺乏食物这些。
But he says, if I have to live on in this life, you know, it's still a blessing because he gets to partake in what God is doing for his kingdom on this earth.
但他说的是，他活着就是基督，他死了就有益处。
He says, for me to live, you know, for me, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. We, when we die, this physical body is done away with.We are in the presence of Christ. We are with Him for eternity. And He is so excited about that. That is what drives Paul to keep going, to keep sharing the truth, to keep living out this Christian life.
保罗说，我死了就有益处，是因为当我们的肉体离开了这个世界的时候，我们得以进入神的同在，与神永远的在一起。
So how often do we as Christians think about eternity?
作为基督徒，我们有经常思考永生这个问题吗？
Revelation, among many other passages of Scripture, give the prophecy about what this new heaven and new earth will look like.
启示录谈到了新天新地是什么样子的。
In Revelation 21:1-5, it says this.This is John sharing what he is seeing. God brought him, you know, into his presence and revealed to him the future.
启示录二十一章的一到五节谈到了神向John启示的新天新地的样子。
And John says this about what he sees about heaven.
一到五节描述了他看到的新天新地的样子。
He says in verse 21 of Revelation, Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. I am so thankful for what is coming.
当我读到启示录十一章一到五节的时候，我觉得非常的感恩，因为我所期待的是多么的美好。
And this makes me want to live my life in thanks to God.
这让我希望能够过感恩的生活。
So Paul continues to say in 2 Corinthians.Therefore, we make it our aim. We make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to Him. Can you just say that verse?
保罗继续在哥林多后书第五章中说，所以我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦，无论是住在身内，离开身外。
Well-pleasing, living.To give thanks, our lives should be living to show God we love you, we appreciate you, we are so thankful for you.
我们应该一直心怀感恩，感谢主。
And so Paul continues to say, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And, you know, in this passage, we can go so many directions and focus on so many things, out of this passage, but today we're going to be talking about that eternal hope.You know, there is a judgment coming.
第十节中说到，因为我们众人必要在基督前面显露出来，叫个人按本身所行的，或善或恶受报。对于这节经文，我们可以有非常多的理解，但今天我们将主要讨论的是，我们在主里永恒的盼望。
So continuing, that each one may receive the things done in the body, verse 10, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are well known to God. And I also trust all are well known in your consciences. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are soundOr of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. This passage is an encouragement. One day, we will be judged.
当我们继续读十一节、十二节、十三节、十四节和十五节的时候，我们会看到这里对我们来说是一个鼓励。
And if you look in verse 10, it talks about judge for whether good or bad.
在读第十节的时候，我们知道我们最终会接受审判，因着我们或善或恶的行为受报。
Understand the audience that Paul is talking to.
我们来想一下，当时保罗是在对谁说话呢？
Are they non-believers or are they believers? Someone tell me.
听保罗说这些话的人是基督徒还是不信主呢？
Believers, yes.
他们是基督徒。
So he's saying we'll be, you know, judged basically whether we do these good or bad things, right?He's not talking about the sin things, but he's talking about whether what we're doing is meaningful for the kingdom. If you really study this passage out, you will see he's not talking about sins or not sins. He's talking about what you're doing on this earth right now as his people. Are they meaningful for his kingdom?
当保罗说叫个人按照本身所行的或善或恶受报，他是在提醒大家来思考。他们是否在过着感恩的生活？是否在生活中有时刻感谢神
And so he goes on comparing and telling them, listen, you know, Paul's saying this to the church of Corinth. We're not doing this just for us to get like a pat on the back or a good job. No, we're doing this because Christ's love compels us to do this. We have to do this.
保罗接下来对大家说，我们要心怀感恩，我们要做好的事，并不是想要他们有可夸之处，而是我们必须要这么做，作为基督徒。
As Christians, thinking of this thankfulness, a thankful heart to God for what he's done for us, our life cannot be consumed with just the things of this world.
作为基督徒，我们应该时刻想到要感谢神，我们不应该把目光只盯在这个世界上的事情。
Because as Christians, if my mind is consumed just in this world, that's what he's talking about, that good or bad, that judgment that he's talking about. Are you living purposeful for God's kingdom?
当我们把精力全部花费在这个世界上的事的时候，我们就没有办法明白主是用什么标准来判断我们的善恶。
So I love it. He says, therefore, we make it our aim, our goal to please, to be pleasing to God.
所以保罗说，我们立的志向是要得主的喜悦。
I remember filling out college apps.
查克牧师想要跟大家分享他在申请大学的时候的经历。
At the age of 12, I clearly heard God calling me to ministry.
查克牧师在十二岁的时候听到了主对他的呼召。
I was praying hard as a child, seeing what God did over in China, you know, seeing what my parents, you know, their faithfulness to God over there, and God's power just changing people's lives.
当查克牧师看到他的父母在中国所做的事工，他非常的感动。
So I had this love for the church, not just like, you know, the cookie cutter church that, you know, has the powerful lights and, you know, the amazing, you know, worship band and guitars and drums on the stage. Not that kind of thing. Not that that's bad, but I'm talking about something deeper than that.
所以那个时候，查克牧师非常有感动，想要，全职来侍奉主。
Because I was happy sitting in my parents' bedroom with their students, singing from a hymnal quietly, and my dad preparing a simple message from God's word, and that was enough.
查克牧师还记得，当他还小的时候，他在他父母的房间与一些学生一起来唱赞美诗歌，并且听他父亲简短的讲道。那个时候，他觉得这是非常美好的事。
I love God's church.
我爱主的教会。
And so anyways, you're like, well, what are you talking about? You just mentioned college apps and now you're, yeah. 12 years old, I was called by God, serve in the church.
在查克牧师十二岁的时候，主呼召他要到教会服事。
And so I'm filling out these college apps and, you know, I have some scholarships and stuff that I knew about and everything. And, you know, I really strongly knew I'm going to college. I'm going to learn about God, about his word, about ministry life.
所以当查克牧师在填写大学申请的时候，他非常清楚地知道自己将要到圣经大学来学习神的话语，来学习关于神的一切事情。
So I filled out some college apps. There were two places I really, you know, really wanted to go to, felt like it was a good place to go.
所以那个时候有两所大学，查克牧师非常想要到那两所大学的其中一所读书。
And then I remember sitting there starting to worry, what if they don't accept me?
然后他就开始担心，如果不被录取该怎么办呢？
What if I am not good enough to get into that school?
如果我自己的资历不够好，那两所大学不会录取我呢。
And so I remember just, you know, being worried and constantly, you know, checking the mail and just nervous to even see that letter in the, you know, mailbox. And, you know, so this went on for weeks and I'm just like, you know, making myself sick.
所以那个时候查克牧师非常焦急的在等待着录取结果，每天都会查邮件。
And so, that day came, and I opened that mailbox and I pulled it out and I was like, oh, it's there. What do I do with this?
所以终于有一天，查克牧师收到了来自大学的信。
And I'm like, you know, something came over me, saying like, you know, I believe God was there saying, what were you worrying about this whole time?
那个时候，查克牧师觉得主在对他说。过去这段时间你在担心什么呢?
If I called you to do something, don't you think I'm going to make every way possible for you to get there?
如果主真的呼召查克牧师想要去做一件事，难道主不会帮助他来达到，完成这件事吗?
So it immediately turned to, oh God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I doubted you. It was more doubting me.
然后查克牧师就在祷告中告诉神说之前自己不应该这样忧虑。
So I opened that letter prayerfully. God, if I got accepted, because there was one school specifically that I really wanted to go to, but I had the two letters. And so I'm slowly opening them, and I'm like, God, whatever this says, I'm going to trust that you're sending me to the right place. If they say, you know, no, we totally reject you,Because you're, you know, then I'll be okay with that, God. But if it says yes, then God, I'll be so excited.
当查克牧师在打开那两所来自两所大学的信的时候，他内心在不住的祷告，说主啊，如果这是两封拒信，没有关系。但主啊，如果这是两封录取我的信，我要感谢主。
And so I opened those letters up, and they both said we would like to welcome you. And then I was like, oh.Whoa, this is awesome! I was so excited, my stomach ache immediately went away.
So, those two letters are from two college admissions.
But then, I had to decide on which school.
接下来查克牧师就头疼说究竟要去哪一所学校呢?
So thankfully, God led me to the school I went to. Today is called Clarkson University. But I that experience...was just something that was life-changing for me.
Chuck 牧师非常的感谢主，神把他带到他想要去的学校，那个经历，改变了他接下来的生活。
And I'm saying this story because it's amazing how quick we forget that God's going to take care of everything, how quick we forget that it's not dependent upon us, to just...have everything happen, you know, for God and my life and all this kind of stuff, that it's not us that responsibility totally lies on.
跟大家分享这件事情是想要告诉大家，在生活中我们很容易忘记主会保守带领我们，时常我们总会为着自己，所做的来，担心来忧虑。
It's placed in God.God is the one that we trust in. God is the one that we seek counsel. Lord, what do I do with my life? What do I do with this situation? God, please help me to see this. Please, God, help me to live this life for you.
我们应该把一切都交托给神，因为神是信实的，值得我们托付一切的。
How are you doing with living your life for God? Are you obedient to what He's calling you to as His children?
在你的生活中，你是否有顺服神呢？
Are we trusting Him that He's got the plan and the open doors? And sometimes that means we're going to have to wait. Sometimes that means those doors will shut. And sometimes it means it's an automatic yes. But how are we going to be faithful in those times of waiting?
我们是否有全人信靠主呢？我们是否有把一切都交托给他，深信他会为我们开门关门，为我们指引前方的路呢？
So Paul's reminding this church, guys, make it your aim, your goal to be pleasing to God.
所以保罗对会众们说，我们要立志向得主的喜悦。
And if that is your aim, everything is going to line up.
如果你把 得主的喜悦作为你的志向，一切事情就都迎刃而解了。
If your aim is to please God, then your life is going to be lived for the things of God, kingdom work, the good things that it's talking about, and not being distracted by the things that are not valuable to His kingdom.
如果你立了志向要得主的喜悦，那么你的目光就会定睛在神的国、神的事工上，就不会被这世上的其他的琐事所打扰。
Think about archery. If you don't aim, you can hit anything.
就好像射箭一样，如果你不瞄准靶心的话，你可能就根本就不会射中。
But if you're really trying to focus on that target, everything, your focus, your mindset, your eyes are pointed right there, and you are trying to get right there. That arrow hitting right in that bullseye.
如果你非常专注地瞄准，那么你就会射中靶心。
What am I going to do with my life? I don't know. Oh God, Jesus, show me. And I'm going to do this. Maybe this will be it. Oh, maybe God, this is it. And I'll just do this. Stop.
有时候我们可能会，非常的忧虑，说我们接下来，我们的人生究竟是为了什么？我们接下来将要做什么呢？请大家就不要再这样想了。
We have been reconciled to God, this passage talks about. We have been made new, a new life in Christ. Our purpose, our motivation of why we do things is completely changed from a horizontal view of life to a vertical view of this life.
接下来的这段经文告诉我们说，我们不必再为这些事情忧虑，因为，因着主耶稣在十字架上所做的，我们已经成为新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Our sins, our struggles, our insecurities, the things we've done wrong, they are wiped away. Now, a clean slate, a new life in Christ, we aim to please God. When you are focused on God, it's going to be very, very difficult to go off target because His way is perfect.The only time it won't be perfect is when we start to take our aim and place it on something else.
因为主耶稣，我们之前所做的错的事情，我们之前所挣扎的，一切都已经过去了，一切都被主耶稣的宝血洗净，我们成为了在主里面新造的人，有了一个崭新的开始。
Live to give thanks.
我们应该过感恩的生活。
Continuing in chapter 5.
我们继续来读哥林多后书第五章。
Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God.Who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf.Be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Powerful words.
大家接下来读到哥林多后书第五章十六到二十一节的时候，大家会感觉到这是一段非常有力量的经文。
Here's why we should live to give thanks.
这就是为什么我们应该过着感恩的生活。
Because Jesus.
是因为主耶稣。
He has made those who turn to him in repentance receive, give, he gives forgiveness. And he makes us a new creation.
因为主耶稣献出了他的生命，让我们与神重新和好。
Do you understand the power that Jesus gives us?
主耶稣给了我们非常大的能力。
He overcame everything for us. And I fear at times as Christians, even though we know Jesus is our salvation, he is the one that our faith has to be based on. And we shouldn't base our faith in what we do, right? That's, we understand that. But does that understanding play out in the way we live?
主耶，我们非常清楚地知道，主耶稣为我们牺牲了他的生命，在十架上流出了宝血。但我们是否在生活中有活出主耶稣想要我们活的样式呢？
Are we so dependent on our abilities and our talents that we limit what God can do in our lives?
我们是否过度的依赖我们自己的能力，以至于我们忽略了神能够为我们所做的？
Oh, I can never talk to that person about Jesus. I just don't know enough scripture.
我们是否会想说，可能我永远都不会向那个人传福音，因为我圣经读得不够。
Oh, I can't serve God as a teacher in the church because my knowledge of God is just so little.
有时候可能我们会想，我们永远都不可能在教会教主日学，因为我们知道的关于圣经的知识太少了。
Don't hold yourself back from growing. Don't hold yourself back from serving. Don't hold yourself back and make God, make yourself the reason why you are able to do something, the reason why anything can change or good things can happen. Don't put that on your shoulders. You do not, I do not deserve that glory.
我们不应该这么想，因为并不是因为着我们的能力才可以服侍神，而是因为主耶稣他的恩赐，他的带领。
Some of us might be stuck sinning and sinning and sinning. And, oh, God, I promise I won't do that again. Just give me the power, Lord, and I'll try not to do it again. We might live in such a defeated way that the next day comes and we commit that sin again.
可能有时候我们会不停地犯罪，一边向神祷告说求主来帮助我，但一边又仍然在继续地犯罪。
Who are you aiming at?
所以你的志向是什么呢？
Who is your target? What is your target?
所以你人生的目标是什么呢？
The God who should be our target, the one that we please, is capable of helping you through that. He's the one who's capable of giving you victory through that.But your aim needs to be on God, maybe not that person that's helping you, or maybe not that person that spoke that message to you, or maybe, you know, we can be so horizontal focused, guys, that we forget about the power when we aim vertically at God that comes from Him.
我们应该把我们的目标定为主耶稣，而不是简单的一个帮助过你的人，或者是一件别的事情。我们应该单单定睛在神的身上。
Billy Graham just passed away just recently, and just a great legacy that of what God is doing through him. Not by any means should we worship this man. We worship the one he served, right? So when I throw quotes up here on the screen, it's not, oh, Pastor Chuck sounds smart, or, oh man, that's the person we should elevate, you know? No. We elevate God, he's the one we worship, right? But he had some awesome things to say.
著名的布道家 Billy Graham 最近刚刚去世了，他的布道影响了很多的人，但是呢，我们并不应该把我们敬拜的对象定为像这样伟大的布道家，而我们的目光应该专注在神的身上。
No matter what you might be going through right now, God has blessed you far more than you probably imagine.Not just with material goods, but with family, with freedom, and with the ability to enjoy his gifts.
Billy Graham 说过，如果你现在正在经历困难或者考验，请相信神给你的祝福远超过你的想象。这祝福不仅是在物质上的，更是在家庭、自由和经历主的恩赐上的。
Aim to God, to please God in your life. Aim at Him.
我们应该立定志向，要得主的喜悦。
Allow Him to lead you. Allow Him to guide you. Make Him your foundation.
让神来带领你，来帮助你，让他作为你生命的基石。
So we as Christians must live to give thanks.
所以作为基督徒，我们应该过着感谢主的生活。
Live to give thanks to God.
我们活着是为了向主献上感谢。
My closing question.
最后我想要问大家一个问题。
Are you living your life to give thanks to God?
你是否在过着感谢主的生活呢？
Let's pray.
让我们来一起做一个祷告。
Lord Jesus, we love you so much.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们非常的爱你。
And God, this time of Thanksgiving is not just once a year.
并不像感恩节这样一年只有一次，我们应该每天都活在感谢你的生活中。
This Thanksgiving, Lord, is every day we as Christians especially should be practicing thanksgiving towards you.
作为基督徒，我们应该每天都过感恩节，来感谢主。
Because God, you have abundantly blessed our lives with all these gifts that we have around us.
因为主啊，你大大的赐福了，给了我们新的生命，赐福给我们每一天。
So God, I am thankful for my family. I am thankful for my church family. I am thankful for the blessings you've given me.
主啊，我为着我的家庭、我的教会和你所有的恩赐来向你献上感谢。
Everything you suffered for Jesus was out of pure love for us.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的一切都是出于纯粹的爱。
So please help us, God, in return to aim to please you.
主啊，求你来帮助我们，教会我们如何 立定志向来讨你的喜悦。
That our minds would not just be stuck here in this earth, this life.
帮助我们，让我们并非只看到这世上的我们的责任，我们要做的一切。
But that our aim of pleasing you and being in eternity will motivate why we live this life the way that we do.
我们的志向应该是要讨主你的喜悦，我们的眼睛应该单单注视在你的身上。
Help us to see our life through your eyes.
主啊，求你来帮助我们，让我们更好地看到你在我们身上的作为。
And we so love you so much, God.
主啊，我们非常的爱你，非常的感谢你。
We pray this in your name. Amen.
我们这样祷告是奉我主耶稣得胜的名求。Amen.
Thank you.